you would assume the body was lying there for quite some time, you know, 20 hours or whatever it is. Now, see, the police are saying his death is unexplained. They're not saying suspicious. They're not saying it's not suspicious. Although in their appeal for information, they have said if anyone who saw an altercation in the area of the Millennium Forum or the city walls to come forward. The other thing is this is an area that's very heavily CCTV'd. This whole area, so many, I know that the whole site of the Millennium Forum is good CCTV. So it's quite possible police could gather quite a lot of information from the CCTV images.
It's believed that he'd been in the Metro Bar on Saturday evening and left at around 2 on Sunday morning. And it was as a result of him not returning home that his father raised suspicions that, you know, something had happened to him.
He's from Glack in County Derry. Didn't return home when his father became a bit concerned. Say, you know, but in this day and age when you can have Facebook and Twitter and things like that, a missing person's alerts can be raised very quickly. Normally, I think in the old days, the police used to, you have to be missing for over 24 hours before the police. But nowadays, people can do their own alerts and ask, has anybody seen this person? So I think that's what his father did. And unfortunately, now this is how it's ended up.
The worst possible news.
Total tragedy for the family, no matter what the circumstances are.
Now, you've been to the scene of the discovery of this young man's body, this tragic discovery. I mean, you've been there this morning.
Yes, I've been there this morning, yes. Place is sealed off. Police have it. They are tip everywhere. I believe in them. They may have arrived by now, but I believe they were waiting on the forensics and scenes of crime people to come to examine the scene in more detail.